are contained with teachers themselves. I'm so sorry that I missed your call, but if you'd leave your name and number, I would love to call you back just as soon as I can. Thank you again for calling, and I'll talk to you soon.
Hi there, this is the dad still trying to talk to his kids. The husband still trying to reconcile with his wife, because I still love you. And by the grace of God, I remain a follower of the Lord Jesus Christ. I had a wonderful weekend, including several hikes, and Sunday it was with my friend Chris. He did come. We hiked actually two different places, and we hiked around the block, the 1 mile path that I take. We did a slightly longer path, but I was vicious, and when we went up the hill, I went at my normal pace, blew him away, and it was fun. We had a little bit of a laugh, and then when we went down the hill, he got revenge. It was fun because he can go downhill. I can't. So he beat me downhill. And that was fun. That was fun because we were two men kind of friendly jabs. It was a joy. It was joyful to have that relationship. One of the things that he pointed out was a chapter in a book from Kierkegaard, which I know has loved or hated by so many. But the one line that stood out was, if you want to be loathsome to God, just run with the herd. And it was a good point of conversation, and I would so enjoy conversing on this with my family. One other thing that I think is worthy of note, my friend Corey, the Mormon in Utah, he and I have continued our dialogue, and in the process, I did send him a photo of my grandson, James. He responded with basically said, "This is awesome." But then brought up a point of it is one of our beliefs that's so important to me, being sealed together as families and living together forever. And he goes on to say, perhaps we can be the next topic of discussion. See, the thing that I enjoy is that he is willing to discuss things. And yes, we share an important agreement on the importance of family, but we disagree about what things are like post-death. And but I can dialogue with him. I was at Abundant Living today and dealing with another Mormon lady, and we disagree in a respectful dialogue. How come I can dialogue respectfully and, I would suggest, lovingly with people who deny the Lord Jesus Christ, as the PCA claims, as I thought my family claimed? But those people, my family, my extended family, the institutional church, won't dialogue with me. They're not ready to give an answer for the hope that they have, that's within them. Maybe because they have no hope. I don't know. I was delighted this weekend, but I would sure like to share this with my family. Dorothy Jane, I love you.